Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range, or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, climate change is always a hot topic with every administration, but particularly with the new Biden administration. Farm Director Ron Hayes shares more.
The emphasis on climate change is very real within the Biden administration, so says Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Climate is going to be one of those things where under prior administrations, a lot of it was going to happen under the EPA or the Council of Environmental Quality at the White House. Under this administration, it's going to be an across-the-government endeavor. Just about every federal agency has had political appointees parachuted into them to be climate advisors and to provide advice, so that just about every federal agency is going to have someone there to talk about climate whenever they're making a decision. So it's a very different landscape than we've ever dealt with before on this issue.
Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, on climate, saying all of agriculture will need to be very aware of how climate will be a primary focus of this administration. I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval commented on USDA's decision to extend the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program application deadline. AFBF sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack requesting an extension for farmers and ranchers. AFBF applauds Secretary Vilsack for his swift response to our call for an extension to the CFAP application deadline. Coronavirus aid is a lifeline for farmers and ranchers who are suffering from losses due to the pandemic. Recent severe weather and the suspension of CFAP payments led to challenges and confusion surrounding the application process. That extra time will help ensure America's farmers have the opportunity to apply for help. We encourage USDA to quickly complete its review of CFAP so resources can be distributed to the people who are working to feed families across the country. Well, Pilgrim's Pride Corporation this week pleaded guilty to price-fixing allegations. The Department of Justice announced the plea and a sentence to pay approximately $107 million in criminal fines. According to the plea agreement entered in the U.S. District Court in Denver from early as 2012 and continuing at least until 2017, Pilgrim's participated in a conspiracy to suppress and eliminate competition for sales of broiler chicken products in the U.S. that affected at least $361 million in Pilgrim's sales of broiler chicken products. Pilgrim's is the first company to plead guilty for its role in a conspiracy to fix prices and rig bids for broiler chicken products. Broiler chickens are chickens raised for human consumption and sold to grocers and restaurants. 10 executives and employees at major broiler chicken producers have also been previously charged. The case results from an ongoing federal antitrust investigation into price fixing, bid rigging, and other anti-competitive conduct in the broiler chicken industry. You've got farm news on Ron.
Established in 1905 as Oklahoma Farmers Union, American Farmers and Ranchers was created to fight for the interests of rural Oklahoma. Today, AFR's mission remains. More than 100 years since its founding, AFR is a true grassroots organization that serves as a watchdog for Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, and rural citizens. AFR strives to support and strengthen our state's rural communities and give a stronger voice to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Join AFR today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.